Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Hey, you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you can find all of those links on our website at thecliffandsharonshow.com. Got a message from Bill. He said, hey, Cliff, I noticed from your photo on the site that you're phallically challenged.
Phallically? He means follically, did he? Or did you just misread it?
No. He said phallically. That's
phallically. All right.
I'm going,
Phallically. Phallically. That means you're as bald as a badger.
Yeah. And have been for decades, Bill. Don't worry about it. But Bill is 32, and he's losing his hair. It has been for years, and now it's becoming problematic. He doesn't know what to do. He's wondering if he should... You just allow himself to go bald, or should he cover it up with a hat? He's unclear, right?
Oh, well, what did you do? How old were you when you started losing your hair?
23 and a half.
Oh, did you try? Were you frantically? Did you try Rogaine and all those things?
You know, Rogaine wasn't out when I started to lose my hair. And at one point I thought, hey, there's nothing I can do. Love me for who I am. And I lost the wisps on top very quickly.
Right.
And just embraced the whole bald thing. And I've
been
that
way. It
makes
you look very sort of butch anyway.
Yeah, that's it. I like that.
The butch thing. Anyway, let's ask Siri for Bill then. Siri, should Bill try and stop from going bald or just buy a hat, or what should he do?
If you're wearing a hat thinking that you can somehow hide the fact that you are going bald, stop wasting your time. No offense, but you aren't fooling anybody. Everyone knows that you are going bald and trying to hide it, especially if you are somebody who looks weird in a hat. The cold truth is that some people have weird looking heads, and when they put a hat on, it just looks like a sign telling everyone to come check out their weird head. Instead of doing that and living in fear, you should just embrace your baldness and make it look cool. Or you can spend thousands of dollars on regrowing your hair. I say just live it up and enjoy your life hair free.
Right?
Yeah.
Think
amen
of all the money,
that.
The time you say, although do you still shave your head at all, or is it just not growing back at all? Do you have to do a bit of a shave?
There's a couple of brindle fly hairs that come up that I have to get right. But here's the crazy thing. My brother's was going bald, and he did this. He got hair implants. And the thing is, he got it done early. It looks like, a cornfield
right.
Or when you reforest a forest
right.
After all the trees being cut down.
Because they're all in nice rows and things.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It looks worse. Let it go, man. Let it go.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.